Full Time.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
You're listening to Full Time. My name's Matt Jones. Right, a few weeks ago, you might remember that we featured Skelmersdale on our non-league feature that we do every Tuesday at 3:30. And if you want your team to be involved, then drop me a tweet at Radio City Talker. We'd love to speak to you and find out how your side is doing this season. But I got in touch with Simon Driscoll a few weeks ago, and he dropped me a message last week because Skelmersdale, as you may know, are having a bit of financial problems at the moment, and they had an important meeting last week to discuss this. So Simon is back in the studio now. He is their media officer. And Simon, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about what last week's meeting was all about.
Thanks, Matt. Basically, it was a supporters club meeting because we had fans asking basically what is going on, why aren't we being told certain things. As media officer, I can only say so much about what's going on. So we had a supporters club meeting. I think we had up to about 40 people turned up, given the weather, people working. That was pretty decent turnout. And there was questions raised as to why we were evicted from the stadium. People wanted to know the in and out of it. What's going on going forward? Because a lot of people know, you know, we're not playing in the town at the moment, we're playing in Prescott. So a lot of people were saying, when are we ever going to come back? There was news on that. As far as I can say at the moment, there is going to be news about the return to Skelmersdale within the coming weeks. It's just a case of, down a few hours and cross a few T's to get that sorted. What a lot of people were expecting is that in addition to the crowdfund that we had, which was, I think last time I checked, about 3,800, we wanted 10,000 to fund the press car, any travel we had, etc., etc. Because of shortfalls and sponsorship, it's now we need 12,000 to survive the season. A lot of people have said, you know, is it going to the players? As far as I know personally, the playing budget is completely separate from that, because it would be unfair to say to people, give us your money and it goes in the player's back pocket. That wouldn't be right. The money that we need is to basically keep us going, playing at Prescott. The backside to it is that next season we're basically funded. The thing is, a lot of sponsors have said, we'll offer you funding for next season, but we won't give you it till we know you're coming back to Skem. So the problem is, it could get to April. We can't find the funds we need for this. You'll have a new stadium going to be ready to go at the end of the year. You're going to have all this money coming in August, and it's going to be, well, there's no team to give it to.
Well, and that shows how important it is to be playing in your local town. But on top of that, I think I'm right in saying, I read on your press release, £500 to play at Prescott per game, and that's a significant amount of money.
It is. I mean, our playing budget has been up and down over the years. Our current playing budget, I'd say, I think is about £1,200 for a squad of 17, 18 players a week. So you're looking at basically to play at Prescott for, well, what are we in? The league we're in now, you're playing 42 game season. So our ground share, because of what's going to be happening stadium wise, is going to be extended with Prescott. So from like the start of January to the end of this year, when our new stadium's likely to be done, you're talking possibly 20 games. That's a lot of money to just get out of thin air to pay Prescott. Then you obviously you've got your travel and you've got your revenue. The problem is with the current status is our last home game was a crowd of, I think, about 118, 120. If they're all paying £10 each, that's not going to give you a lot of money. That's only going to pay for two games at the most, and then you've got your offset costs as well.
It is a serious amount of money to be raised then. So you need around 12,000 to cover you for the rest of the season. Worst case scenario, what happens if that money isn't raised?
As far as I know, I mean, the worst case scenario, I mean, the chairman at the meeting, you know, didn't want to say to everyone, you know, if the money doesn't come in, we're finished, because it's going to, obviously the players would be a bit, where's our futures, etc. The worst case scenario is the staff that we have at the moment, the board, are going to have to continue paying it and basically say to a few of the companies who are willing to sponsor next season, come one of you, if you know, give us this money to keep us going, and then now you know that we're going, you can help us again next season. I think that's the biggest problem, is it? Is that you've got people saying, well, we're going to help you, but we're not going to help you until you can say you're coming back. And because we can't say that yet, you're sort of stuck in the middle.
Is there a worry that the club may fail to see the season out then? Is that a possibility?
I'd say in terms of finances, yeah. In terms of on the pitch side, I mean, that's not a problem. You know, one of the questions I was raised on Twitter is someone, a fan of another club, said, well, if you need this money, why not delete your playing budget and put out a bunch of children? if you put out a bunch of 16, 17-year-olds week in, week out, and you're getting battered by teams in the same league, no one's going to come and watch you. Your fan base is going to disappear. So you're actually, you know, hindering yourself.
It's a catch-22 situation, yep. Isn't it? It really is. You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's full-time with Matt Jones, and I'm speaking to Simon Driscoll, the media officer for Skelmersdale, after they released this update last week on how much money they need to raise over the rest of the season. If someone does want to help and put their hand in their pocket, how can they do that?
I'd say primarily, I mean, you can contact myself. I mean, I'm available on Twitter. I run the club, basically the club's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook pages, anything related, it comes back to me anyway. We have a commercial director, which is Simon Kenyon. He's easily accessible on Twitter. Other than that, you obviously have the Just Given page, which off the top of my head, I think it's Just Given crowdfund /SUFC1882. And it's, I mean, a few people have said, you know, donations. We've had donations over the last few months, £10, £15. If 100 people donate £10, it means a lot. It does count. It's just the problem with Skelmersdale at the moment is the amount of issues that's coming. One I know is there's a school, local tours, Delfside, are trying to get the 3G pitches off Glenbain High School. They're closed. The council have basically left it to ruin. And they've got 15,000 people signing a petition to say, right, we need this pitch moving a mile up the road. But yet the football club for the town can't get a quarter of that support. And it makes you think, if you're so, you know, inspired by 3G pitch to help a school, why not bring your football club back to the town, and then we can work with that, and then you've got a football base. The problem with Skelmersdale is over the last few years you've had the sports centre gone. You've got the JMO Sports Park, which is good, it's on the edge of the town, but it's only so big. There's only so many facilities you can use. It's just the way the council, when we spoke with, I think, Rosie Cooper about it, and she said in the past, you know, we want to help them, etc, etc, and then you look them round. You look around the likes of Ormskirk, and they're spending millions and millions on renovating, you know, paths and that. And you're thinking, you're trying to, you know, talk about healthy eating, you know, children, obesity. You've got a football club that's going to promote, you know, getting young people in the town involved. Why is it not being helped?
And the thing about 3G pitches is, in non-league, up to the National League, they can be used by the team. So you could have a 3G, 4G surface, whatever it is, and then that could be used by the community throughout the week when Skelmersdale don't need it.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the ideas going forward in terms of a new stadium. The way it is, we're not likely to trouble the football league in the next few years. We all know that. So building something like a 3G or 4G pitch and then building up, one of the things with it is postponements. A lot of people I know in non-league are annoyed at the moment because you're not going a week where you've got a pitch inspection, you've got a postponement. You got 3G pitches across non-league. I mean, the example, I think I saw JMO put a picture up on their Twitter feed the other day when we had the Beast from the East snowfall, covered in snow, and then a couple of hours later, people were playing on it. So there's no problem with using 3G pitches. It's cost-effective a lot in the long run. It's just getting people to basically buy into the idea.
Finally, before we move on, just want a quick mention of how the team are doing this year. Now, you're in the EvoStick North. There is plenty of confusion about this division at the moment because we're not quite sure how many teams are getting relegated. Can you just explain what the situation is as you understand it?
The situation at the moment is Ossett Town and Ossett Albion, two fairly small clubs about half a mile away from each other, forming together to basically form a club that they think can challenge the Football League. Because of where they are in the division, you've got one that's hovering just top half, and you've got one that's, I think, Ossett Albion are just level with us near the bottom. So those two forming together is going to create an open space. What worries a lot of people is that there was a new rule our club secretary told me about, where it's not going to be a reprieve. If you finish bottom this year, really, you're gone. But the side of it could be that another team could go with it, and then more teams would be intrigued to go up. So with the position we're in at the moment, with our run of form, I mean, we've discussed it at length. It's horrible to say, but it's no wins in 15 after having a brilliant unbeaten start under Dave Powell. And it's just getting that impetus. I mean, our results in the last past few weeks, take February, we were away to Bamber Bridge, who ran a brilliant run of form, got a draw. We played South Shields and Scarborough Athletic in front of crowds, toppling 1,500 people, and only narrowly lost by, I think it was 3-1 South Shields, and Scarborough was 2-1, odd goal. And then we go and play Goole the week after, who had got one away win all season, and we just didn't do it, and we got beat.
Well, fingers crossed that that form can turn around and you can move away from the bottom of the table. You're not bottom at the moment. You're 20th out of 22, but fingers crossed you can move to safety. Simon, thanks for joining us. Fingers crossed also you can raise this £12,000 that's needed. If you do want to donate a few pounds, just go to justgiving.com/crowdfunding/SUFC 1882 and £12,000 the total that is needed over the rest of the season. Simon, good luck and thanks for joining us in the studio this afternoon.
Thank you very much, Matt.
Full Time with Matt Jones.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.